Dev. Un mata nad. Muka dam. Akriti appearance. Atat not like that. Matihi is intelligence. Lakshita he was seen. Pati on the road. Balanam are the less intelligent. Prashanta calmed. Archi with flames. Eva like Anala fire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Wonderful, coming to the point, eh? You have to make that habit. Translation. Utkala appeared to the less intelligent persons on the road to be foolish, blind, dumb, deaf and mad, although actually he was not so. He remained like fire covered with ashes, without blazing flames, responsibilities as it is. Utkal appeared to be the less intelligent persons on the road, to be foolish, blind, dumb, deaf, and mad, although actually he was not so. He remained like a fire covered with ashes, without blazing flames. Purport. In order to avoid contradiction, bothersome and unfavorable situations created by materialistic persons, a great saintly person like Jada Bharat or Utkala remains silent. The less intelligent consider such saintly persons to be mad, deaf or dumb. Actually, an advanced devotee avoids speaking with persons who are not in devotional life. But to those who are in devotional life, he speaks in friendship, and he speaks to the innocent for their enlightenment. For all practical processes, the whole world is in full of non-devotees. And so, one kind of very advanced devotee is called Bhajanandi. Those who are Goshtiyanandi, however, preach to increase the number of devotees. But even such preachers also avoid opposing elements who are unfavorably disposed towards spiritual life. Om Jnati Nirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pango Langayate Girin Yatripa Tamaha Vande Sri Guru Dinatarini Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devin Gauravani Pracharini Nivisesa Sunyavade Pasyatya Desatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adhita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It's wonderful to see the devotees chanting Hare Krishna. In fact, Indrajit was telling to Ravan before going to fight, he said, "My dear father, please give me permission, my astra-shastra, or the all my weapons are really overwhelmed. They want to go and fight against Ram." So likewise, when we chant Hare Krishna, our tongue is itching to say, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." That's the sign of devotional service. That's the sign of, in fact, it is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that when you render devotional service to Sri Rupa and Sanatan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent to Vrindavan to find out the location of Sri Radha Kund and other temples to excavate. And he sent to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was very famous in West Bengal because Nadia Godrume, Nityananda Mahajan, Nityananda became very famous in Bengal because he was making chant and dance any madman also, anybody and everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. In fact, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they went to the town of Nadia and they were chanting like a madman. They were in ecstasy because the Supreme Lord appeared to save the conditioned souls of this world. Because when the Kali's progress was there, Advaitacharya saw that there is no way that these conditioned souls, they will come out from their condition, that they can be saved. So therefore he was very roaring voice, he welcomed to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the home of Mother Sachi and in Sridhar Mayapur. And then hearing so, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they were like a mad, dancing and chanting, and people are thinking in Nadia, they are mad. Because look, Prabhupada is talking about here, when the enlightened persons, they chant and dance, or they're chanting Hare Krishna, and then trying to preach the science of Krishna consciousness, showing their compassion. Common people, they think, the materialistic people, they think that they are mad. They're mad. Actually, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he didn't care about these things. He didn't care about these things, what he did. Just no matter who complained, no matter what they did. In fact, one time what happened, in the newspaper, Los Angeles Times, came just so many times complain about Hare Krishna. The whole article was written by some karmi guys, journalists. Hare Krishna is this, Hare Krishna is that, and so forth. It was going on and on and on. And so what happened? Because the devotees brought to the attention of Srila Prabhupada, and they were all perturbed. What is going to happen? Just there was such a big complaint about Hare Krishna. People were going mad. And they were thinking that Hare Krishnas are mad actually. And they are taking our sons and daughters. So therefore what happened, just you know, Prabhupada said, that's okay. Just bring the newspaper to me. And he told his secretary and all the other devotees, count how many times it is written, Hare Krishnas are this, Hare Krishnas are that. So then what happened, just you know, they counted, the devotees said, Prabhupada, innumerable times written, Hare Krishnas are this, Hare Krishnas are that. Prabhupada said, the preaching is going on. The preaching is going on. The devotional service is on. My dear devotees, try to render this devotional service. Therefore, we have to chant the holy name of the Lord. We have to render the devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Sri Rupa and Sanatana to Vrindavan, and he sent Nityananda Prabhu to West Bengal with other companies, and also he went to South India. He went to South India, and what he did, he went to Sri Ram temple, and he was chanting all over there. He was chanting, because since Kali's progress, it's better to chant in ecstatic, just, you know, try to bring to the attention of the common conditioned people so that they can also hear the holy name of the Lord. What is that? What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he was chanting and dancing over there and ecstatically. So the head priest of Sri Rangam temple, he saw this Venkata Ghat. And he saw, and he was very much attracted, and he was very much impressed. Impressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting and dancing and his devotion, he invited him to come to his house. And that was the time of Chaturmas that he was supposed to, generally in Chaturmas, the Vaishnava devotees, they don't go, they stay in one place and try to go through the austerity and render devotional service to the Supreme Lord, you know, in tan, man and dhan, mind, body and intelligence, with paying all attention, just they chant the holy name of the Lord and try to preach the science of Krishna consciousness as much as it is possible, and they stay in one place. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Venkata Bhatt's house for 4 months. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That was one of his main weapons to preach the science of Krishna consciousness. So, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, Venkata Ghat gave instruction to his son. And he said, please try to render service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And is that, am I correct? Yeah. So, so his son Gopal Bhatt, he was rendering service with love and devotion. He gave all attention to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased, and he, later on he initiated him to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instruction that after your parents depart from this world, you come to Vrindavan, try to do your bhajan, try to chant Hare Krishna. Try to write something for the betterment of the mankind. See how the devotional service goes. But coming back to the point, just let me keep over here and let me come back. That here Srila Prabhupada says, in order to avoid contradiction, botheration, and unfavorable situation created by materialistic persons, a great saintly person, like Jada Bharat or Utkal, remains silent. Sometimes we see why Jada Bharat, everybody knows that Jada Bharat was Bharat Maharaj. He was Bharat Maharaj, and then he became victim and he became deer, and after that when he came to Jada Bharat stage, and he became very determined that he did not want to talk to anyone because he lost his chances to go back home, back to Godhead. So, Jada Bharat remained completely silent. Even though he was bothered by his family members, even though he was bothered by the other common people, so he didn't say. Even if he was brought to be sacrificed in front of Goddess Kali, he was not bothered. So, but anyway, being Krishna's devotee, he was protected. So, Sudha's would call. When he saw in front of him just all kinds of difficulties, and he didn't want to, just from very beginning of his life, just he was a very detached person, and he was very self-satisfied person, so therefore he didn't want to be bothered by the common subjects. And also he saw Dhruva Maharaj, he saw that Dhruva Maharaj's throne was very opulent, and he didn't want to accept that opulent singhasan to sit and rule the world. And his next brother, what is his name? Vatsara. He became the king of the world. So the point is that the saintly persons, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, that the saintly persons, they do not like to be bothered by the common conditioned people who are not qualified, or who are not worthy to speak to the great personalities, such as Srila Rupa, Sanatan, and the six Goswamis and other great personalities, other great sages and saints. But in case of Srila Prabhupada, he preached in the Western world to destroy the impersonalism, the voidism. What is that everyday prayer we are chanting? Nirvishesha Sunyavada Paschata Desa Taran. Paschata Desa is the Western world. To Taran, to save the Western world, to destroy the voidism, the impersonalism aspect of in the Western world. So he went, he didn't care about anybody, he simply spread Krishna consciousness. In fact, he flooded the world with the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, Deva Yasa Yukurti Bhuvana. In the three worlds, his glories are spreading. Still, yet, it is spreading. His horoscope said that he will open 108 centers. Now by his potency, we have about 400 centers. So still his potency is working. Still his devotion is working. His shakti is with us. His blessings is with us. And therefore we are here chanting the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned here that in the neophyte stage, there are three classes of devotees are there, first class, second class, and third class. In other words, Uttama Adhikari, Kanishta Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Kanishta Adhikari. So, in Kanishta stage, one doesn't know actually what is deity worship or what is devotional service. He simply comes to the temple and sees the deities, but he doesn't have any idea of the science of Krishna consciousness or Krishna consciousness philosophy, and he is a stepping stone. I think many of us, when we came in the beginning, we didn't come as a self-realized soul. We came as very neophytes. All of us, we admit, including the senior devotees over here. So, so the Kanishta Adhikari doesn't know anything, just know. He simply needs the mercy of the advanced devotees. And the second class devotee, who is Madhyama Adhikari, he has some conviction that there is a deity worship goes on. And he knows the deity is none different from the, you know, Supreme Lord. Even though he is in his Archa Vigraha, but he doesn't have this. As soon as he goes out, his conviction diminishes. In other words, it goes down. His faith doesn't remain same as he comes in front of the deities. So, the next step is, the Uttama Adhikari, he knows the profound philosophy, being an advanced devotee, and also he has conviction that just the deity is none different from the Supreme Lord. the Archa Vigraha. In its Archa form, the deity itself is none different. Provided one has devotion to the Supreme Lord, one can see that the deity is none different from the Supreme Lord himself. In fact, the deity himself and the paraphernalia, the prasadam, the holy name, they are all none different from the Supreme Lord himself. Therefore, I was stressing that point the other day when His Holiness Bedvesri Swami was giving class. I was saying that the deity appears in its Archa Vigraha in eight ways, such as wood, stone, metal, jewels, paint, in our mind, in the clay, and in the sand. So, we know that there are many, many deities such as Gaur Nithai. Gaur Nithai is vice versa, like it is in the stone form, in the marble form, or in the metal form, or the wooden form. Especially the deity is being carved by neem wood. And also we know Lord Jagannath is carved in Daru Brahma, that is the neem wood. And when the deities are carved and they are placed in their singhasana, and they are invoked with certain mantras, Vedic hymns, and the deities, that is called prana pratistha, and after that the deities, the Supreme Lord comes and resides within the deities. Just like we are decorating ourselves with dhoti, kurta, kanthi mala, there are 12, 13 places, the tilak, because this body, although we are not this body is the temple of the Supreme Lord. So the deity, within the deity form, the Supreme Lord appears when we try to invoke with certain mantras. So does in stone, metal, clay, and there are eight ways the deities manifest. But unfortunately, I just came to know recently, one of the Swamis, he was telling me, there is one devotee, he is collecting many, many stalagrams from South India. The unfortunate situation is that many, many South Indian boys and girls, what they are doing, just they are becoming like IT graduates, PhDs and so forth, and their generation to generation, the stalagrams were worshipped in their house. They are wrapping it up and putting it in their one corner of their house. It's too unfortunate. Because we are losing, as Kali is progressing, we are losing our faith in the deity worship. We are losing our faith from Guru and Krishna. We are losing our faith. The deities are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna itself. We are losing our faith. So this devotee, when he passed through South India, he went many places and he started collecting the salagram silas, and he's trying to keep the salagram silas and worshipping himself. Many, many salagram silas now. And I have seen in Iskan world there are many, many nice devotees. They are worshipping many, many salagram silas. So now coming back to the point, Sri Sri Radharas Bhaji Sri Lalita Vishakadevi Ki Jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gonitai Ki Jai, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So coming back to the point that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave initiation to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita very nicely. Even though Gopalbhat Goswami, he requested to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that please do not mention my name, do not point out my name in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But reluctantly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned very nicely and very briefly. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he initiated Gopalbhat Goswami, and he said, if you want my mercy, then go to Nepal. So Gopalbhat Goswami, he went to Nepal. And when he went to Nepal, and he went for his tarpan, then he went to Gandak River. And then what happened? And he took his water pot and just he put it in the Gandaki in the water. And then while he was filling up the water, the Salagram Silas were coming automatically to his water pot. And when he lifted off the water pot and he saw the Salagram Silas, so then again he poured down. Again he poured down. And after pouring down, then he put water again. Then again the Salagram Silas came to his pot. And then again he poured down. Then the third time, he saw that 12 Salagram Silas were there. 12 Salagram Silas. So seeing so, just now, Gopalbhat Goswami thought that it is the sign that this is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. That the Supreme Lord, out of his causeless mercy, is coming as Salagram Sila. Remember, just as per the purport, I'm trying to bring you to the point that just to how in Kali Yuga people becoming atheists, we have to become theists. Therefore, His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, what he did, he established the first theistic animatronics in Los Angeles temple. Because people still say, is there anybody who was Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He was the same Krishna. He was the same Yasodhanandan Krishna. He was the same Krishna who was in the battlefields of Kurukshetra. He was the same Krishna who was dancing and chanting with the gopis. He was the same Krishna who became the Dwarkanath. He was the same Krishna who became Dwarkadish. People questioning. Even in Bharatavarsha, they are questioning, this is the same Krishna. Therefore, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder of our society, established the first theistic animatronics in Los Angeles. Then afterwards in Detroit and many more places. Of course, those who will go to New Delhi Temple, you see in three tiers of Chaitanya's pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, Ram's pastimes through animatronics and so forth. So many, many nice pastimes is being installed there through this. So anyway, the thing is that the theists, atheists and agnostics, in between there is agnostics. Kali Yuga most populace, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned here, for all practical purposes, the whole world is full of non-devotees. The rascals, rogues, thieves, idiots, give anything, atheists, anything you say. Full of non-devotees. And how can Krishna consciousness be spread, my dear friends, if we do not become Krishna conscious? How can it will spread? How can our devotional service will increase? If we all become just a big shot and big manager, we don't want to listen to our seniors. We don't want to show our love, our gratitude, our devotion. How can we increase our devotional service? How can we make advancement? How can he see the deities as none different from the Supreme Lord? How can it be possible? The deities are none different from the Supreme Lord. That is what Sri Gopalbhat Goswami has proved and he showed us. And what happened afterwards? He brought those deities. He brought those deities to Vrindavan and he worshipped. Actually, in one point it is explained that he was prostrated. He was prostrated. It was, the deities were in a basket. Elsewhere it is mentioned, the deities were in a basket and the deities were not revealing to him, therefore Gopabhat Goswami was prostrated. And after 6 months he said, "Just my devotion is useless, I have no devotion." And he was trying to close the basket, and the moment he was closing, and the basket was gradually opening. It was opening. And the moment he is opening, and he saw, as soon as he saw there is something going on, and he opened and he saw the self-manifested deities, that is Sri Sri Radha Ramanji. Adar Shraddha, if you have faith, I am positive that the process is being given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, it will definitely work if we try to remain in Krishna consciousness without fail, try to render devotional service to Him. Because that is the dharma of the mankind. In such a Treta Dwapar, even in Kali Yuga, the water doesn't give up its own properties or its own dharma. Huh? The fire doesn't give up its own dharma. Why the mankind has to give up its own dharma? Sabai punsa para dharma yato bhakti adhakshade ahiti ki aparityata yayatma suprasiddhate. That supreme dharma of the human being is to render devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And if we try, if we don't, you put me on my shoulder and I put on your shoulder. So you will do that. This is His responsibility. I remember when I was in Washington, D.C., I was trying to, that was the first Rath Yatra in 1982. So I was given that most hard task, that the Rath Yatra has to take place in Capitol Hill. And my service was to collect the Lakshmi for Narayan service, for Jagannath service. And it was so hard task, my friends. And I was crying and I was asking to my friends, "Hey, my friends, can you come and help me please, little bit? I need your inspiration. I need your help, my friends." And not a single person came to help me. They said, "My dear Narad, this is your responsibility." And I was weeping and I went to my spiritual master and he said, "Narad, this is a thankless task." What is the time? I'm not seeing the time. "This is a thankless task that you have to render this service. And when it is done, just Krishna will draw Jagannath and bless you. This is your devotional service. Please try to do that." So finally, by causeless mercy of Lord Jagannath, by Srila Prabhupada, it was done. In Capitol Hill, where extremely, 1982, we had extremely successful Rath Yatra. That was the first Rath Yatra we did in Capitol Hill. And of course, afterwards it was changed. The point is that just if we don't try to become Krishna conscious, and just, you know, try to put on simply tilak and kanti mala and just try to show up ourselves that we are very nice devotees, it is not going to happen. Tan, man, dhan, we have to give our body, mind, intelligence, everything to service of Guru and Krishna. And we may think that just others are not setting example to us. We have to set that example. Because the spiritual master has given us the wings, we have to fly. We have to render the devotional service. Then it is up to Krishna and our spiritual master. Then it is up to Krishna and our authorities. But we have to set the example. In fact, his divine grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he set the example. One time he was so sick, he was suffering from fever in Los Angeles. And he got up and he took bath and he was coming to Mangala Arati. His disciple said, Srila Prabhupada, you are so sick, please take rest. Please take rest. You know what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, mind your so-and-so, I can't remember who are they. So, mind your so-and-so, I want to go to Mangala Arati, you know why? Because if I don't go to, these rascals will not set the example. He said exactly like this. So we have to be exemplary. We see in renderings of devotional service how Prahlad Maharaj was chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He made so many demons into devotees. So we have to become first-class devotees. Then only it is possible. And coming back to the point, Gopal Bhad Goswami showed us the example because of his devotion, how the Salagram Sila came to his water pot and how they became manifested. And they will manifest to us, definitely. So therefore the deities are none different from the Supreme Lord. They will reciprocate with us if we have that unflinching faith, if we have that devotion. And the next, you know, Prabhupada says, those who are Goshtiyanandi, however, preached to increase the number of devotees. Now we know there are many, many Goshtiyanandis. There are Bhajanandis and Goshtiyanandis. Bhajanandis, they remain in the temple, try to do what? The deity worship, the cooking for the deities, dressing the deities, cleaning the temple and so forth. And chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the Goshtiyanandis, what they do? They preach the signs of Krishna consciousness. They go out, they travel all over the world and preach. And I'm not trying to lower down the Goshtiyanandis, the Bhajanandis position. But Srila Prabhupada says very clearly elsewhere that Goshtiyanandis become more lovable to the Supreme Lord because they go out and take pain on behalf of Guru and Krishna despite of trials and tribulations, and they try to preach the signs of Krishna consciousness. Try to preach the signs of Krishna consciousness. And if we want the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to do that. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. That's what our dharma. That's how we can serve that supreme transcendence. Otherwise, no. But sometimes we find we don't want to take that difficulties, just, you know, there are many people opposing and so forth. I mean, people will oppose. That will go on. So the Prabhupada gave us that formula. He set that example himself. People will oppose. Hey, you Hare Krishna are like this. The other day someone was saying, just, you know, Hare Krishna are what? CIAs. Hare Krishna are this, Hare Krishna are that. In fact, when I joined, I was preaching in Gujarat. They were saying, just, you know, the Gujaratis are very God-fearing people. They were saying that you Hare Krishnas are the smoker of, what is that, ganjas. Devananda made that movie. The other day someone was telling, Devananda made that movie, just, you know, he's such a foolish guy, just, you know, he's staying close by us here. So he made that movie. And they were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, when I was a very young devotee, I'm talking about 77, I was going out with some devotees and they were saying, "Ah, you Hare Krishnas are smoking dope and you Hare Krishnas are smoking ganjas and you guys are like this, you guys are like that. So we don't want to mingle with you. We don't want to talk to you." I said, "Hey, gentlemen," I still remember, "do you see that we are smoking ganja? Huh? Don't you see the tilak? You saw Devananda's movie. You didn't see the actual Hare Krishnas." "They were a bunch of hippies, but we are happies. We see how our 32 teeth? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." We need to have guts. We need to learn the philosophy. We have to present this philosophy. This is undefeated philosophy. The devotees of Vishnu or Krishna never become fearful. They preach the science of Krishna consciousness. Just like Prahlad Maharaj preached the myths of the demons, myths of the demoniac students. It changed their lives. It changed their direction. It will change. We have taken the vow in front of the spiritual master, in front of the guru, in front of Krishna. We have taken that vow in front of Agnidev. We have to keep that up. Otherwise, we become simply layman. Layman. Burden to the society. Let's not become burden to the society. Let's become the first class devotees. And let's make others devotees. Let's bring hundreds and thousands, as the Prabhupada dreamt, hundreds and thousands of conditioned souls to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radharas Bihariji. I'll stop here. Any corrections, questions, comments, anything you're welcome. Or chastisements. Please.
I think you said in your lecture that the second class devotee, he has very strong faith when he's in front of the deity, but when he goes out, that faith is weakened. Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
But I don't think that is correct. Can you substantiate that?
The first class devotee has full conviction in philosophy as well as in the form of the deities. That's what Srila Prabhupada says in one of his purports very clearly. The second class devotee, when he comes in front of the deities, he chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and he sees the deity's beautiful form. He says, "Oh my dear Lord, you are my Supreme Lord." But he's not profound in the philosophy. So as soon as he goes
to the third class devotee, Acharya Meva Hariye Yapujam Shadeye Hase.
The third class devotee is weak in both convictions, in the form of the deities as well as in philosophy. The second class devotee has one good qualification, that he sees the deities non-different than Krishna and he has that faith. But as soon as he goes out, he's not strong in philosophy, that's why his weakness. He preaches. He says Krishna is God. He says come to our temple and see the beautiful form of the deities. But he has no profound philosophy to present like first class devotees. Anything else? Yes.
Even including all the congregation members and the non-religious.
Please repeat again.
Every Krishna conscious member, whether full-time or congregation member or new person taking up the essentially Goshti Anandi. Even if they tell one person outside that it was a nice program there and they tell about this mantra and Krishna consciousness and the happiness it brings, then that makes them Goshti Anandi.
I didn't get your question clear. Let me repeat.
It's about deity worshippers and cleaners as Bhajan Anandi. So what?
Bhajan Anandi.
Since they are in the moment and they are supporting the preachers, and also in their individual interactions, they must be telling about Krishna from the philosophy. So essentially, every member ultimately, down to the lowest and newest person, is a Goshti Anandi.
You see, one thing, whether you live outside or inside, it is our choice what we want to be, first thing. What we want to be. The fate of the devotee is in their own hand. Fate of the devotee is in their own hand. Because Krishna is very merciful. He is sitting here as Chetaguru. He is inspiring from within. And he is saying, my dear so-and-so, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And spread my message wherever you are in your surroundings. So when he starts spreading the message, he is automatically becoming what? He is becoming Goshti Anandi. He is saying, UXYZ, you chant Hare Krishna. So he is automatically coming to that stage. But if he is quiet and he doesn't want to say anybody, he chants himself, his japa in his house, he renders service to his deities, his personal deities. Or even if he doesn't have his deities, he reads the sastra and just then he comes to the temple and he does temple sweeping like this, the new workers, they are sweeping the temple and he does, they do other menial service and then this is the remain Bhajan Anandi. So it doesn't matter whether outside or inside. In Krishna's world everything is outside, inside, everything is the same. Just anyone who wants to become Bhajan Anandi will become Bhajan Anandi. Anyone who wants to become Goshti Anandi can also become Goshti Anandi. This is one's training. It's one's consciousness. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, Prabhu, I wanted to understand through you, you were making some distinction between Bhajan Anandi and Goshti Anandi. I agree that I think more dear Krishna is the Goshti Anandis are most dear, more dear than the Bhajan Anandis. But I wanted to understand that as far as pure devotees are concerned, Akinchana, which is Prabhuji, Prabhupada said, he was a Bhajan Anandi, but Prabhupada said, if I remember, he was a pure devotee. So I wanted to know if there's any difference between a pure devotee Bhajan Anandi or a pure devotee Goshti Anandi. Would you kindly enlighten me on that?
Wonderful question. There are Bhajan Anandis and Goshti Anandis. In the both aspects, Prabhupada says here in his purport very clearly, I closed the book already, he says, an advanced devotee like a Bhajan Anandi. Bhajan Anandi can become advanced devotee, Goshti Anandi also can become advanced devotee. It is not that only Goshti Anandi can become advanced devotee, Bhajan Anandi cannot. Krishnadas Babaji, what's his name? Krishnadas Babaji, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. They were simply sitting and chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur said to his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, He said, if you do not get initiation from Gaur Kesava Das Babaji, then do not come back to my home. And when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami went one time, two times, three times, four times, five times, six times, seven times, he went. And eighth time he said, he caught hold of his lotus feet and he said, my dear Gurudev, if you don't give me initiation, I will jump from this bridge to the river. You commit suicide. And you know what Gaur Kesava Das Babaji said? You are a learned person. You are a first-class devotee. You are a fired-up preacher. You memorize the dormant age, you memorize all Bhagavad Gita slokas. I'm an Anguta chap. I don't know anything. But you still want initiation from me? Because he was sitting, he's a liberated soul. He was sitting in one place and simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew who Gaur Kesava Das Babaji was. So the point is that, coming back to Vishal Prabhu's point, that Bhajanandi can become first-class devotee, Goshtianandi also can become first-class devotee. It is up to one's choice. But at the same time, just we have to see what Krishna wants. Krishna wants to take pain and go out and spread his message. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami gave instruction to Srila Prabhupada. If you have money, print books and preach Krishna consciousness in English-speaking country so that we see our uncles, our godbrothers, white bodies, they are here today. Shaved head, saffron dress, dhoti kurta. Because of that reason, because of the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So we have to see the priority. So Krishna is very dear to Goshtianandi, there is no doubt about it, but just at the same time, vice versa, both the sides we can find pure devotees.
Thank you very much. I just have one comment, if you have time. Perfect class. Thank you for
thank
your
you.
Enlightenment. I wanted to know that. So, I had the good fortune, His Holiness, Akinchana Krishna's Babaji, was preparing for death at
right.
Nandagram. It's Sri Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir.
Right.
I went to visit him
right.
and brought him some things. Usually you go to see an exalted soul, you bring
right.
him gifts, you know, books or prasadam, and I asked him his favorite verse in Bhagavad Gita, and he said 15:15. And I said, you know, Sarvasya Cham Hirdi Sani Vishnu. And that was his favorite. And I said, where do the demons go, Maharaj, if they die in Vrindavan? He said, up. He didn't say how far, but he said, up. And he said, all Vrindavan is surcharged with spiritual energy. I can remember this.
Right. Yeah, because Srila Prabhupada says, that, you know, in Vrindavan everybody is liberated souls. Even pieces of grass, you know, the herbs, shrubs, and as well as bugs, and everybody, you know, they are liberated souls. At the same time, he's also simultaneously one and different. We have to see Sanakava Patra. At the same time, Prabhupada says, you know, all the Vrindavan, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are big Mayavadis. So we have to see accordingly. But actually, Srila Prabhupada heartily, he says that this has been down all our liberated souls. And one time I went to that Kusum Sarovar. So one big bus driver, just what he did, he confirmed. I'll take 1 second. So what he did, he came out from his bus, he stopped the bus right on the pulled out the bus to the side of the road, and then he took something in his gamcha, and then I saw in his gamcha there was a gourd, molasses, and the wheat flour. So he went and just right on the step, what he did, he put all the flour and then molasses, and then he went, he brought some water and he started sprinkling and making big dough and just big, heaps of dough, and then he made a piece, good pieces of, separated and then cutting it just by his hand, and he made it round like a ball, and then he started throwing to Kusum Sarovar, and then the big turtles came to eat, and they were trying to catch those balls of dough, and they were trying to eat, and then a huge fish, big fish, they were coming. So I said, why you are doing that? Just because out of curiosity I went to ask. He said, these are the great souls. This is the last snare of Maya. That just they are simply waiting. After they depart from this life as a fish or turtle, they will definitely go back to Godhead. They were in the last, in fact, the Prabhupada says, the living entities in Vrindavan, just the great sages and saints, and because of their apradhas, they took that birth, and they are staying there, and as soon as they just leave this body, they directly go back to Godhead, because they are already liberated souls. So he was saying that just these big turtles and big fishes, they were great souls. And because of somewhere or other, because of their apradha, they remain over there. And this is their last life, and they will go back to Godhead. So the thing is that, where does the demons go? Even those who are demons in Vrindavan, they have also chance to go to home back to Godhead. Ardha, not Urdha, but Ardha. Hare Krishna. Ranjana Jivardhagatam ki jai. Jai Lord Shri.